I want to welcome you in the name of Jesus. My name is Reverend Stephen W. Wilcox. I'm the Executive Director of Theological Foundations Ministries in New Brunswick, Canada. You are listening to a portion of the live service of the Spirit of Hosea Fellowship. Before we go any farther, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you said with any two or three of us gathered together that you would be there. We ask, Lord, that you be with us today and to open our ears and to open our minds in Jesus' name. Amen. This is not going to be a message as such. What I'm going to be doing today is I'm going to be passing on to you the results of, I guess, years of study in the subject of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, as well as I have formulated a list of resources that I think that any person or any Christian or any leader that wants to be knowledgeable on matters to do with Christian morality and marriage, divorce, and remarriage needs to use every one of these resources that I'm going to be put in front of you today. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 15, he says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth." Now, before we get started, I just want to say that even though this is a list of what I consider to be some of the best work in the world on the subject, this isn't all of it. There are lots of other things that are available. And there's lots of other books that perhaps are helpful, both Christian and secular, to understand the subject a little bit more. But these ones that I'm going to be mentioning, I'm willing to stand behind them. For the most part, everything that they say is very well thought out and is centered around Jesus Christ. I may not agree with everything and every method and every application, but for the most part, I recommend not only these particular works and resources, but I would also recommend that each one of these people that wrote them or authored them or spoke them are as reliable as the word that they teach. The first thing I want to say is that it is extremely important that nobody take what other people have to say on the subject of marriage and divorce and remarriage at face value. You need to take the scriptures that are found in the Bible, and you need to pursue truth and knowledge as it relates, because if you are on the wrong side of the marriage, divorce, and remarriage issue, and if you are either lazy intellectually because you don't want to know too much, otherwise you might have to take a stand, or if you take the wrong stand, you could be in some considerable difficulty. But there are a number of works that I believe that the Lord has helped other people to print, and I have made a list of them that I hope that you will get paper and pen out and that you will take steps in order to secure each one of these, and having received them, that you study them diligently and ask God how to apply it. In order not to show favoritism one from the other, everything is listed here according to alphabetical of the last name of the author. So the first work that I want to recommend is by Dr. Jim N. Burkett. That's James Burkett. He's with the Biblical Research Center in Glen Allen, Virginia. And please write this down. His email address is jburk45386@aol.com. That's Dr. Jim Burkett. And he has written a large book that's called What the Bible Teaches About Marriage, Divorce, Remarriage, and the Family. This book is an enormous undertaking that Dr. Burkett has put together. It's over 200 pages of direct questions and answers on every question concerning these matters that could be thought of or even asked. He gives a scholarly but compassionate answer to every question posed, without ducking or weaving to avoid the painful ones. The church is well served by this work, and it should become mandatory reading for all prospective pastors preparing for the ministry of any Christian denomination. Dr. Burkett details the meanings of the original biblical text in the context of the languages and the cultural identities at the time they were written, thereby shedding new and fresh light on the complex divorce and remarriage issues of the present day. In order to find out how much he is charging for this book, because I was given a copy, I don't know what he charges for it. Again, his email address is jburk45386@aol.com. His mailing address is Dr. James N. Burkett, Biblical Research Center, 10204 Atoms Way, that's Attems Way, Glen Allen, Virginia, 23060. The second work that I believe that you should read if you want to have an understanding of these matters is by John Koblenz. John Koblenz wrote a book called What the Bible Says About Marriage, Divorce, and Remarriage. I've never met John, but I have received his work and I have read it, and is one of the finest in the field. It is available through www.anabaptist.org. That's www.anabaptist.org/books/mdr/broken.html. He says that there is an attempt made to cope with the distresses which sin, self, and immorality have thrown us into. Man has offered a variety of solutions to marriage problems, and that's trial marriages, no-fault divorce, counseling centers, family services, support groups, but with rare exception, these solutions ignore God's laws and principles regarding marriage and instead attempt to make the wayward ways of man work better. This is like trying to treat a bad appendix with pain reliever. Man's solutions are not treating root problems, but instead, in many cases, are actually contributing to them. And he goes on, the church, unfortunately, has not been united in its message in these troubled marriages. Some religious people have adopted the world's solutions. Others have tried to take a common sense approach. And still others have tried to stand with one leg on God's word and the other on human solutions. What is the proper approach? Where are the answers to these problems? The answer is found in a book that's fully downloadable. So again, that's at the book site of www.anabaptist.org. anabaptist.org. The next one that I want to talk about is written by Pastor Dana and Val Hartong of Sturgis, Michigan. I know these people, and they are some of the most wonderful people that I have ever met in my entire life. They have personally counseled over 3,000 different couples that are in the throes of divorce and separation or restoration. And there isn't anybody in this world that has more of a personal knowledge and a direct influence on this theology worldwide. They have a book called New Hope for Christian Marriages. And in their dedication, they write, "We would like to dedicate this book to the thousands of Christian men, women, and children who are adrift on the open sea, incredulous that they are the victims of divorce. God has arrested Dana as he left Val for another woman, and God directly intervened to bring him back home." You see, their marriage is restored, even though he was a pastor, even though he was prominent in the church. He himself was having an affair and had left his wife, and God intervened and restored their marriage. The book is filled with biblical teaching and encouraging admonition and marriage restoration testimonies. I can't recommend a book any more than what I can recommend this. His teaching skills and pastoral experience have served as the foundation for the call of a life. Now, there's a couple things you need to write down here. I don't know what the suggested selling price of this book is, because again, I received my copy of it free. But you can write to him at New Hope for Broken Marriages, 24652 Featherstone Road, Sturgis, Michigan, 49091 USA. And you may telephone them. The telephone number is 269-651-2187. They've also written a large article that teaches the root core of their teaching and preaching. And you can access that by going to www.marriagedivorce.com. The next one that I want to recommend is called The Perspective Paper on Marriage, Divorce, and Remarriage by Clinton D. Henry. And it has conclusions and observations and applications. And it can be found at www.marriagedivorceremarriage.com. And he writes, "It was not until 1997, when my own 24-year marriage ruptured, that the unbelievable burden of pain placed its grip on me and made me realize the gravity of the horrendous statistics that are sweeping across our nation. These statistics had now hit home, my home." He writes, "The passage of time does not make an adulterous second, third, fourth marriage somehow become legitimate. We may grow accustomed to new marriages with the presence of time and think to best to leave the matter alone. However, God's Holy Scripture makes no such provision. God's word is perfect, and that was sin 2,000 years ago will still be exactly the same sin 2 million years from now. But God says a sin when it happens will be sin forever. Adultery is sin, period. To realize adultery is sin, or to feel remorse and ask God's forgiveness for an adulterous relationship is one thing. But without the cessation of that sin, or any sin for that matter, true repentance and obedience to God simply has not taken place." You can download the PDF file. It's a large document at www.marriagedivorceremarriage.com. The next one that I want to endorse is by Myron Horst. And the work is called Divorce and Remarriage, Why Didn't We See This Before? And it can be found online at www.biblicalresearchreports.com. And there is also a copy of it on www.marriagedivorce.com. He writes, is divorce wrong? Is the adultery in remarriage an act or a state? In what cases are divorce and remarriage permitted? What places do divorced and remarried couples have in the church? Can the church accept them the same way as other married couples? As I look at the interesting truths that I found in Scripture on divorce and remarriage, I have to ask myself, why didn't we see this before? And he writes, it is important that we know and understand that God's truth is about divorce and remarriage. The subject of divorce and remarriage has the potential to be a deciding factor of eternal life or death, heaven or hell, for someone. One day, each of us will be judged by Jesus Christ by God's law, not the lower courts or the local church's opinion of God's law. And he is absolutely right. Therefore, divorce and remarriage is a matter of eternity in heaven or hell, a subject of utmost importance to us to understand exactly what God has to say about it. Eternity in hell is too long to risk putting faith in the opinions and reasoning of others. We need to know what the truth is and what God says is right and wrong. The next one that I want to ask you to find and to buy or to download is called Jesus' Doctrine of Marriage, Divorce, Remarriage by Reverend John D. Keller. It's a huge book, 291 pages, and it can be downloaded online from www.jesusmarriagekeller.com, or there is a copy of it on www.marriagedivorce.com. In this book called Jesus' Doctrine of Marriage, Divorce, Remarriage, Pastor Keller exposits the doctrine of marriage that Jesus taught. It is a defense of the permanency of marriage. In the final analysis, Jesus teaches a doctrine of creation marriage with no remarriage this side of death. He writes, man has the idea that man is the sovereign judge and ruler of marriage, but we shall see that man is not the king of his own castle. He has no sovereign right over his wife or family. It must be mentioned that the woman also has no claim to sovereignty. She is also subject to the creator of the single pair. Marriage is literally the creative work of God, and man cannot alter that act, an act where God created one man and one woman and joined them together in a marriage. At this point in creation, marriage was completely defined. The next one which I would recommend that you read is called Reasons Why Divorce is Wrong by Dr. Mike Gorey of Auckland Museum. His internet address is www.highcallingnz.com. That's www.highcallingnz.com. And there is a copy of it also at www.marriagedivorce.com. But at their site, you will find an almost unlimited, an enormous number of audio messages and available DVDs on sound Christian teaching and instruction, not just marriage and divorce. It's one of the best resources on the entire internet worldwide for Christian teaching. He writes, trying to justify what God has condemned, often Christians will endeavor to vigorously defend their marital position by justifying their remarriage while their previous partner is still alive. To do this, they will use scriptural references that often center around God's mercy and forgiveness. They will say something like this, when I confess my sin, God's mercy was extended to me and it is forgiven all under the blood. I am now a new creature in Christ. To this we would add, we want to stay under the grace of God and thereby enjoy the mercy of God. We need to be balancing mercy with truth like two oars of a boat. I highly recommend that you take the time to find this and to download it and to read it and also make use of any other resources that are found at his High Calling site. The next one which I want to unconditionally endorse is called Divorce and Remarriage, A Contextual Study of the New Testament by Ruth Ann Popor. It can be found in its entirety and downloaded at www.marriagedivorce.com. The abundance of New Testament scriptures do not give evidence that Jesus was allowing for people to divorce because of marital unfaithfulness. It does not fit with the context principle. If we say that God allows divorce for believers who experience their mate's adultery, we are saying essentially that adultery is greater than the effect of the blood sacrifice of Christ. We are saying adultery is a sin that is great enough to break covenant. It is a sin that deserves breaking covenant. However, this is an old covenant limited thinking, inappropriate for new covenant believers. It is thinking that falls back to its old, limited, injurious, hard-hearted ways. It is not the higher way of redemptive thinking reflecting Christ's power to bring about healing and change in the injured and the injurer for the sake of the godly seed and a witness in the earth. Again, that is Divorce and Remarriage, A Contextual Study of the New Testament by Ruth Ann Popor. found at www.marriagedivorce.com. I find it interesting that people that do not understand what the Bible says on marriage, divorce, remarriage matters, but yet assume that they are right and they have a licentious lifestyle, they believe that very few people of any quality or of any worth or even very many numbers teach a different position. In this world, in a matter of biblical scholars, there are very few that are more gifted and they are more talented and more educated and more respected than Dr. Arne Rudfin of Oslo, Norway. He wrote a work called What Jesus Said About Divorce and Remarriage, and it is found on www.marriagedivorce.com. It's an urgent appeal by Protestant Bishop Emeritus, veteran missionary and teacher of theology and biblical languages. He writes, in part, the ban on remarriage was plain to the early church. It was still and still is clear to the Catholic Church. It is also plain from a strictly linguistic point of view if one reads the Greek text without theological reservations. There are only two groups that this is not clear to. That's the theologians who think they know what the meaning of Scripture is different from what the text actually says, and Protestants who have been brought up in a tradition of accepting remarriage out of consideration to the innocent party, a tradition that has its roots in humanism. It is a remarkable work. I would suggest that you go to www.marriagedivorce.com and download it and print it and study it. Another book, and the next one in line that I would like you to consider and I would like you to get, is called Because of a Covenant by Mary Walmsley. You can call her. Phone number is 610-644-7453. Now, Mary has printed this book at her own cost, and I would expect that if you're going to order it, you're going to buy it, that you would give her a generous gift. She is asking for $12.95 a copy, plus $3 for shipping and handling for the first book and $1 thereafter. I would hope that you would be a little more generous than that. It is called Because of a Covenant by Mary Walmsley. It's a biblical basis on the law and the love of God regarding marriage. Now, she has compiled, and I have copied, a short description of each chapter, and I'm going to give it here. This is going to be a little bit longer than most. On the prelude of a covenant, she writes the story of a marriage covenant, the author's testimony. Her marriage ends in divorce, driven by first by covenant, then by love. She remains faithful to her vows. That's her private testimony. In chapter 1, on marriage, she writes, God created man, woman, marriage, and the marriage covenant. God participates in the resilient covenant by which a husband and a wife are bound until death do them part. On the second chapter, on adultery, she writes, adultery introduces a third party into a relationship designed for two. God speaks clearly about the sin of adultery and his displeasure with marital infidelity. Adultery has extensive ramifications, yet it can be ended and the sinner forgiven. And chapter 3 is on separation. Separation is an opportunity for healing and receiving God's counsel. Its resolution requires that a choice be made between further estrangement or reconciliation. God's will is for reconciliation. Chapter 4 is on divorce. Divorce is not a part of God's design for a covenant marriage. It is sin and leaves a couple legally separated by the laws of the land while still bound by a covenant made with God. Because of a covenant, this paradoxical state leaves the divorced person with limited choices for right relationships in the future. Chapter 5 is about divorced yet faithful. She writes, a divorced person can choose to remain faithful to God and his or her estranged partner by upholding the marriage covenant. God is honored and pleased when the covenant keeper stands in the gap for the prodigal mate, praying for salvation and trusting God in grace to bring healing and restoration to the covenant couple. Chapter 6 is about a marriage covenant. Because of a covenant, marriage is a second marriage is adultery. The consequences for a second marriage are the same as for adultery. The adultery of a second marriage can be forsaken and the sinners forgiven. Chapter 7. Divorcing a second partner. Although God hates the divorce of a covenant couple from a first marriage, he permits the divorce of a second partner for righteousness and for covenant's sake. And the final chapter, number 8, healing and reconciliation are essential ingredients of the gospel message. Both husband and wife take steps to bring it about. The benefits of a reconciliation are many, and by it, God is glorified. You may call Mary Walmsley and order this book, Because of a Covenant, at 610-644-7453. The next are two books written by the same authors. One's written by Dr. Joseph Webb, and the second one is by Dr. Joseph Webb and his wife, Dr. Patricia Webb, together. The first one that I want to talk about is a classical book that I think is probably at the heart of this movement, particularly in the United States, is by Joseph A. Webb, Dr. Joseph Webb, and it's called Till Death Do Us Part. In it, the questions of the state of the collapse of the Christian standards and the number of options for remedial actions as serious seekers of direction are looking to God for answers. Dr. Webb writes, "There is a clear answer in the Word of God. It will not be an easy answer, but a sure one. Many will have to unlearn much of what they have accepted in the past as gospel. They will have to quit looking at the experience of men and get back to Thus saith the Lord." He provides details on how marriage began, the universality of the marriage law, covenant vows, biblical marriage mandates, early church beliefs, and proper Christian and godly repentance and forgiveness. The second book is written by Dr. Joseph and Patricia Webb, and it is the historical work that details the intrusion of pagan morals into the modern Protestant church and where it began, but certainly finished with heretical influence of Desiderius, Erasmus, Rotterdamus, late 1400s and early 1500s. He writes, "Before we can ask, where do we go from here, we must determine where we are right now. In the light of the information we have just studied, in the realization of the incredible social, emotional, financial, and spiritual devastation it has produced, we must determine that if we are prepared to make a life-changing quality decision concerning where the Bible really teaches about marriage, divorce, and remarriage." I highly recommend this book, Divorce and Remarriage, The Trojan Horse Within the Church, or Till Death Do Us Part. Both books can be had by contacting and writing him on the internet from www.cpr-ministries.org. That's www.cpr-ministries.org. Mailing address, CPR Ministries, Post Office Box 520-729, Longwood, Florida, 32752-0729. Again, I don't know what the books are selling for, because I received free copies, of which I thank the web for that. The next book that I'd like to recommend is going to be very difficult for you to get in a normal way. This book has been out of print for a very long time. And let me give you a little bit of background. Everybody listening to this, I imagine, knows who the Assemblies of God are as a denomination. This book was written by the president of their Bible College in 1957 by Reverend Milton T. Wells of the Eastern Bible Institute. And it's called Does Divorce Dissolve Marriage? And the only way that you can get a copy of this is to get a hold of the AOG Publishing House. You can write them at www.gospelpublishing.com, gospelpublishing.com, or you can phone toll-free in the U.S., 1-800-641-4310, or fax in the U.S., 1-800-328-0294, or fax outside of the United States, 417-862-5881. And you need to ask them in order to reprint and to have send you a photocopy of a copy of the book that they have. You can have the whole thing photocopied and sent to you, and I highly recommend it. In this book, there is a foreword at the beginning by the head of the AOG in 1957. That is the General Superintendent of the Assemblies of God. Now, if you're AOG, or if you know people that are AOG, and if you think that the church, or the AOG church today, teaches what it taught before, you would be greatly mistaken. This is where this church has fallen from. The General Superintendent, the leader of the Assemblies of God Church, wrote at the foreword of this book, Does Divorce Dissolve Marriage? He wrote the following foreword in part. "Certain churches in America stand resolutely against marriage after divorce. The Holiness and Pentecostal churches are among those that resist this evil, properly consistent. Such a position is scriptural. Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery against her." Mark 10:11. In this, Does Divorce Dissolve Marriage?, Reverend Milton T. Wells has presented this position in an able manner. He has done the church and its moral standard a real service in this complete and convincing document which he has prepared. May it bring reassurance and strength to the church and Christians in general as they resist the pressure and help stem the tide of modern laxity and compromise. Signed, Reverend Ralph M. Riggs, General Superintendent, the Assemblies of God. In the book, Reverend Milton T. Wells wrote in part, "A pastor whose relatives have been blighted by divorce will find it difficult to be completely objective as he studies the scriptures on this subject. Obviously, a divorced person who is still unmarried will find it difficult also. Man's depraved nature tends to press him to favor interpretations which make his way and the way of others easier to favor such views of Scripture as shall not make him an exile or a stranger to the spirit of the age. Certainly, the unfortunate divorced need our sympathy, but we dare not build a doctrine of divorce on our sympathy, and at the same time claim to be honest with ourselves and the God of the Holy Scriptures. He goes on to say, it is not man but God who joins husband and wife together. Neither the clergyman nor the justice of the peace ties the knot. Marriage is not a civil, political, or human origin. He goes on, those who circumvent the true laws of marriage, of adopting the human laws of marriage, will answer for it at the eternal judgment bar of the God Almighty. Any judge that dissolves a marriage is dissolving it contrary to the law of God and will himself answer to the true judge of all men for his action. Any minister that marries anyone to a divorcee who has a living mate will himself answer in eternity for participating in the sin of adultery, for allegedly joining together those whom Christ has forbidden to be husband and wife. You can get a copy of this, and I highly suggest that you do so, by contacting the Assemblies of God Publishing House, which is called Gospel Publishing House, at www.gospelpublishing.com, or phone toll-free in the U.S., 1-800-641-4310, and make arrangements to buy a copy of Does Divorce Dissolve Marriage by Reverend Milton T. Wells, copyright 1957. The next one that I want to recommend is probably the most recent one to be published. It's only probably a month or two old, and it is already going into its second printing, and I recommend that you get it just as fast as you can. It is written by Reverend Casey Whitaker, and you can contact Reverend Whitaker at CaseyWhitaker, that's Casey Whitaker, at hotmail.com. You can write him and ask for the book, and he will make arrangements for you to pay for it, and he will send it to you. In this book, Reverend Whitaker has just published in the last few months, he takes a fresh approach to defining and analyzing the divorce and remarriage dilemma that is strangling the church. He does an outstanding job of defining and analyzing the bits and pieces of history, scripture, and tradition into a cohesive understanding of the subject. He details what the scriptures in the early church and the modern church teach us, as well as different social and cultural applications. He delves into the hot issues of church discipleship, salvation by works, law and grace, legalism, assurance of salvation, and other necessary subjects that contribute to a balanced view on the subject. Included are answers to the difficult questions and testimonies from individuals who have patterned their life sacrificially on the obedience to God's marriage principles. Again, please write Casey Whitaker at hotmail.com. Now, this can't go on forever, and there's always an end to the list of books. The last and the least is a book that I myself have authored. It can be found at www.marriagedivorce.com. It is called Restoration Christian Marriage by Reverend Stephen W. Wilcox. In it, doctrines that are taught by the early church and authoritative leaders of Christianity are in serious disagreement with those being commonly taught and modeled by Christians today. It is a breakdown of the first 400 years of Christianity detailing what the leaders of the church taught on marriage, divorce, and remarriage, and also a comprehensive analysis and itemization explanation of applicable biblical references to the subject. And it is a modest work, but it is free, and you may download it at www.marriagedivorce.com. And I can talk about this one and tell you that you are free to download it and to distribute it accordingly as you will, providing that you keep it intact and you do not charge for it, and you are welcome to do so. I would be remiss if I did not give two additional sources of an enormous amount of information. The first one is a website that is on the internet, and it is extremely popular. It's popping up everywhere, and it's called www.catz.net. And it is all about divorce and remarriage. It is written by Cheryl Daniels, who left an adulterous remarriage in order to stay as a single and to come in line with the Word of God. And she has put together a remarkable amount of information, and I would suggest that you go there and you study. The second one is the site that was mentioned a number of times. It is a collection of almost all the resources that we have been able to find that are coherent on the truth of MDR, and it's found at marriagedivorce.com. That's www.marriagedivorce.com, which is the website Theological Foundations Ministries. Now, before we end this, I would just like to give you my personal advice. If you were sitting across from me, I would ask you, what steps have you taken to educate yourself so that you could understand what is at stake here and what the Scriptures have to say? And the onus is upon every single Christian to study the Word of God and to study what is written and to be able to give a clear account for the hope that lies within us in order to direct others from falling into this trap and this deadly sin of the age. If we don't turn the church in this generation, there won't be another generation in order to turn, because the Church of Jesus Christ cannot survive if it doesn't believe in families and if it doesn't respect and restore marriages. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have provided truth and you have provided people, Lord, that have dedicated their lives to presenting the truth to others. Lord, I ask that you be with each one of us today and, Lord, to help us to search out the truth and to understand it through your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.